This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's July 16, 2008. Hear this word of the Lord. The United States of America is a nation under judgment. Righteous judgment from God Almighty. This nation has gloried in the blessing of the Lord and cast off its God and has lost all of its restraint against evil. Taken other gods, taken other loves, is proud, arrogant, gloats in its abundance of food, and is even religious, adding insult to injury, seasoning its iniquity with religion. This country is deceived, self-deceived, deceived by its gods, deceived by its iniquity and sin. And the end of those things is death. But God Almighty has risen to judge this nation, and it has arrived. And the fire of the Lord is kindled upon this land. And God will send many blows to this nation. And he that comes to his senses and sees the iniquity of his own life and calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But he that rejects the Lord and his fear shall be pummeled with the judgment hand of God Almighty. This is a time to fear the Lord as his judgments come mighty and powerful and glorious. There's but one God and one Savior, one Lord, Jesus Christ. The Father has loved us all, loved the world so much, he provided his own Son as a sacrifice. And whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And this nation was blessed by God Almighty from its foundation, from its inception, calling upon the Lord, setting laws as a foundation, dividing the authority, distributing the authority among leaders, both of the civil land, under God. And now this nation, blessed by the Lord God, has become so arrogant, so proud, so defiled. Not only defiling itself, but defiling the land. Not only defiling itself and the land, but defiling the whole world. The whole world is under the influence of the iniquity and the wine of the wrath of this fornication. And God has been speaking to this nation a long time. To turn from your wicked ways, to amend your ways, and seek me. And learn of me and do what's right. But this people, for the most part, has said no. We will not. Our lives are our own. Our mouths are our own. We will do as we please. So we are at this great time, ladies and gentlemen. This nation has received the blow of the Lord. A strike upon it. And God will continue to pour out his wrath upon this nation. To make an example of her to the world. The time of harvest is at hand. A time of harvest of gross iniquity of the earth, as well as those that would repent before the Lord, finding his grace. You can either call right now and submit to the King, Lord Jesus Christ, in trueness, in sincerity, in pureness in heart, and find his grace, or you will find his wrath. An infamy of power like you've never seen before. God has withheld the rain. There's drought. The crops are in failure. We're seeing record food prices. There's an energy shortage. The economy's crashing with real estate. Banks are failing. People are losing their jobs, their homes. Can't afford the food or transportation. And it's only beginning. We have lying leaders, lying political leaders. They mock God. They mock the people. They speak lies. And the people, for the most part, do not care. They are indifferent. Truth has perished from the land. Not only in the civil part of this nation, but in that which professes faith in Christ. Truth has perished for the most part. And God says, if you do not love the truth, you will have the lie. You will believe the deception that is here, ladies and gentlemen. This is time to come into the kingdom of God that has no end. come into the ark, like God spared Noah, a righteous man. God gave him commandments how to build that ark, and his family was spared. But he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. So too are God's people to know his voice, to go where he directs, to be about the Father's business, his kingdom, which has no end. Declare the truth. Declare unto the heathen, the Lord reigns. Reveal his salvation. Great punishment is upon the land. A fire burns, and it shall shake as God smites this land with his fist. And he will strike it, and strike it, and strike it. And who will not fear the Lord when his judgments are made manifest? Repent and give him the glory that's due his name. The civil leaders lie. They execute policies that promote their own self-will, their own agendas, and prosper their own pockets. It's corrupt. They are murderers. They create wars with false agenda. And the people believe the lie. They say there's many gods to eternal life. They lie. They're proud, arrogant, boastful, but they're so foolish, so despicable. They'll die as a worm. They'll squirm as God's wrath comes forth and their plans fail. This is a time to fear the Lord. Repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, for his kingdom is at hand. The prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, confirms this word. Woe to her that's a filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges, the rulers, the spiritual leaders, are evening wolves. They don't stop gnawing at the bone till the morning. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They've done violence to the law. God has withheld his anger. Withheld. He has told us he would judge. He has told us that judgment was coming. The book of the scripture is a book of judgment from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. Why do the spiritual leaders lie to the masses? Why do they tell them God will not judge the United States? God would judge Israel and Judah, put it in a book we call the Bible, and not judge the United States for the same sins? That's insanity. People sow to their flesh, and they think they will not reap to the flesh. He that sows to the flesh will reap in the flesh. He that sows to the flesh will reap in the flesh. He that sows to the Spirit shall reap to the Spirit. God is not mocked. God's not stupid. God won't call wickedness righteous. And God won't call righteousness wicked. They lie. Let's say you can walk in as the world and not have judgment. When Jesus Christ comes back, he judges the wicked. And he brings his salvation to those that love him and are looking for him, found ready, watching. But woe unto the wicked servants that say, my master delays his coming, and begin to eat and drink with the drunken, and beat and abuse others. The Lord of that servant will come in an hour when he thinks not, and cut him asunder, and give him his portion with the hypocrites. Isaiah chapter 42 and 13 and 14. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make their rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. You will either be a recipient of God's deliverance, the most awesome guidance and direction and provision that you've ever seen in your life in these coming days, or you'll be the recipient of his wrath. God is judging this great nation. In Amos chapter 4, it talks about the people being as cows, herd, a herd mentality. The Lord swore by his holiness that, lo, the days would come upon you that he will take away you with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And you shall go out at the breaches, every cow at which is before her, and you shall cast them into the palace, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgressions and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. You see, the people thought they could do their own thing, like God is some idol, just blessing whatever they put their hand to. You see, you must be careful not to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. God is gracious and merciful, kind, good, but he's just and true. As it was in the day of Jeremiah, chapter 7, it says, verse 8, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal? And walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. But go now into my place, which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. Listen, I arose very early this morning with this very great thing troubling me. How truth has perished in the land, that this nation is under great judgment. And how dare those that profess faith in Jesus Christ not to acknowledge the truth of this day? How dare any spiritual leader not to lead the people into repentance and the fear of the Lord? And to turn the people from iniquity unto righteousness before the coming of our Lord. It's a crime. It's wrong. And God is saying here, as he did in Jeremiah's day, they were trusting in lying words that they could do all these iniquitous sins and even have false gods and come worship before God. God said, look what I did to Shiloh. Shiloh, God put Ichabod over it. The name means his glory had departed. The people didn't even recognize it. And the people don't even care. It's God's house. He invites us to come to his house, where he, the great king, and his son give fellowship to those that love him and are learning of him. But a great evil has taken place, a defilement of the land, a defilement of the house of God, a defilement of even things that profess association with the Lord. The priests don't say, where's the Lord? The prophets don't say, where's the Lord? And the people do not say, where's the Lord? That's Jeremiah chapter 2. They don't notice. They don't care. But God cares. His coming is at hand. Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. Fear the Lord and give him glory.